Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for State Rep.
Where do we go from here? Now that all of the children are growing up, then how do we spend our lives if there's no one to lend us a hand?
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Monday, February 19th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by the local dealers here in northern Michigan for Well Connect. You just heard the commercial on Michigan Talk News there with Steve Gruber. Instead of contacting the factory, up here in northern Michigan, we have dealers available to install or to help coach you through you doing it yourself, saving thousands of dollars. Call 231-420-8320. Leave your name, phone number, the best time to call you back, the city you live in, and who is your electric company. And if you want or can, text us that same information. We'll get back to you. We'll get information from you. We'll submit it to the factory. We'll get you a proposal. And if you want it professionally installed, we have dealers standing by ready to install for you. Or you can install it yourself and save about roughly $3,500 after your 30% federal income tax credit, plus your rebates from the utility co-ops, the electric co-ops. Folks, you're looking at less than $6,000 for a system that will heat your house with your well water and 100% air condition it the entire summer for about $100. So give us a call. We'll get back to you. Now, getting back to this story, the pro Caramo folks of the Michigan Republican My GOP, Morris Owens, reported that most counties in the state of Michigan provided a slate of 100% pro-Caramo delegates. They were all elevated to come to the state caucus with, quote, no fuss. I think that's kind of a pun intended for a certain patriot brother friend of ours, but I'll let it go. MERS check-in of various county conventions across the state on Thursday would back up the contention that the Caramos people did quite well at the county conventions. As a whole, there may be more pro-Caramo delegates because of the work her team did during the Secretary's state race to make delegate recruitment strong, particularly among the Christian right. A focus, according to in-depth reporting by journalist Scott McMahon. Yeah, right. I'm not even going to talk about that guy. Below is information MERS has gathered regarding seven county conventions in Michigan. Allegan County, county I'm very, very, very familiar with. In a meeting that went well into 1 o'clock in the morning, the pro-Caramo forces took over. A good pastor friend of mine, he's been involved in Michigan transformation. He's been involved in all kinds of pastor groups. He ran for state senate. Pastor Austin Kreitz. Well, he was elected to be the permanent chair of Allegan County's convention, took it over, kicking out the chairman for the county, Kenny Clevenger, who planned to adhere to the National Republican Committee's directive to recognize Hoekstra as the chair. The RNC, the NRC, National Republican Committee, actually sent out directives to recognize Hoekstra as the chair. Well, they heard of it and they said, nope, you're out, Kenny. Hand the gavel over to Austin. Interesting, because Hoekstra is from Allegan County. There was a concentrated effort to recognize Caramo as the chair from the 4th Congressional District, Chair Ken Beyer. He's an adamant Caramel supporter with many of his allies. But one of the inspectors estimate only 4 of the 34 county delegates to be sent to the state convention are even remotely sympathetic to Hoekstra. 4. You got 30 from Allegan supporting Crammel, 4 supporting Hoekstra. During the Allegan County meeting, a resolution was passed that read, "We, the Allegan County Republican Precinct Delegates and the Patriots on the Allegan County Executive Committee, rebuke and admonish," in caps, "Peter Hoekstra and his false Michigan Republican Party Assembly as a usurper, a traitor, an enemy to we, the Republican delegates of Allegan County," end quote. Good for you, Allegan County. Hillsdale County, competing factions of the Hillsdale County Republicans met in separate locations. One supporting Hoekstra, one supporting Caramel. Both approved slates of delegates, each challenging the other's legitimacy. Typically, the process is that credentialing committees will make a recommendation as to which slate will be recognized. Question's going to be which credentialing committee, Caramel's or Hoekstra's? Kalamazoo, like Hillsdale, had competing county conventions. One was led by Kelly Sackett that plans to send delegates to wherever Hoekstra plans to hold a convention. The other was held by Rod Holcomb, who recognizes Caramel as the chair. Kent County, unlike last year when the grassroots took over the Kent County convention, there were no fireworks. There was no mention of Caramel as delegates to the state convention were selected. Interesting, the leadership that took out former state representative Rob Verheelen as chair are no longer in power, and a new group of pro-Caramel people are now running the show, including Dave and Barb Ajima and many other patriots. Macomb County Chair Mark Fortin ran over repeated attempts to appoint someone else as chair as delegates for the state convention were selected. Interestingly, he put the approval of the agenda at the end of the agenda to help prevent any procedural maneuvers to remove him. I'm sorry, Mark. No longer support you as Macomb County Chair. You've completely gone to the dark side. Don't want to have anything to do with you. Approval of the agenda at the end of the agenda. Well, first of all, you don't approve your agenda. That's not required by Robert's Rules of Order. Get rid of it. Do not in any way, shape, or form ever have on your agenda again approval of the agenda. It's not necessary. Oakland County, Caramel showed up personally to her local party convention amid some controversy. According to the vice chair, Terry Nalamuthu, Caramel was allowed to address at least one subgroup of the Oakland County Republicans' 9th Congressional District, which spurred a commotion as to whether her speech was in order or even appropriate at that point of the meeting. Amid the noise, Caramel urged the delegates to support her ability to continue chairing the Michigan GOP. However, the county chair, Vance Patrick, sent his sergeant-at-arms to the meeting to have her escorted out. But Caramel had already left the venue. In all, Oakland County will send 240 delegates and alternates to the state convention. One estimate had the crowd at 40% plus of the, quote, angry Caramel crowd who helped oust Patrick. But like Fortin, he ignored numerous calls for point of order motions and pushed through his agenda. Vance Patrick, Oakland County, done with you too, sir. Two largest counties in southeastern Michigan outside of Wayne, Macomb and Oakland, being run by Hoekstra people. Unbelievable. Washtenaw. Oh, this is Adams County. a major fight because of them trying to use electronic voting systems created by Adam DeAngeli in favor of paper ballots. Well, when a breach was found in the software, the delegate said, no, Adam, we're not going to use your stupid machine. As opposed to getting out of the convention by 8:30, delegates were still there past midnight counting the hand ballots. 131 precinct delegates as they worked through 43 delegates and 43 alternates. While the controversy over the state party chair wasn't openly discussed, the establishment versus the grassroots narrative was. The presumption is that Caramo folks took over the meeting, and they're sending 39 of the 43 to the caucus. Bottom line, folks, it's a civil war. Plain and simple. And I hope and pray that Hoekstra does have a competing caucus somewhere else. On Saturday, March 2nd, at a different location, according to the former disgraced drain commissioner in Sheboygan County, at least 2 hours away. Let's see how many delegates go to Caramo's caucus at the Huntington Place in Detroit, and let's see how many go to Hoekstra's. Let's see if the media covers it. Let's see if MERS News Service covers it like they did so extensively in this story I just reported to you. Let's see if they send people there and write a real story with real numbers as to how many actually show up at Hoekstra's quote-unquote convention. Because everybody I know are getting hotel rooms in the Detroit area and are going to be at the Huntington Place at 10 a.m. on March 2nd. That's where I'm going to be. That's where every county that I know of up here is going to send their people. Genesee County? I wouldn't be surprised if they sent their delegates to Hoekstra. And no, you idiot, there is not going to be any deal brokered. There's no reason to broker a deal. Hoekstra is not recognized by the precinct delegates as being chair of the party, pure and simple. Dave Ageman's text message into the final segment of today's show. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. A little housekeeping here. We're going to clean up these text messages. Let's see. Let's go with Dave Agema first. He was the first one in line. Dennis Lennox is a member of the Log Cabin Republicans, homosexuals within the Republican Party seeking to move the GOP left. Dennis tried to character assassinate me for my stance against same-sex marriage. It didn't work. He ended up leaving the state for a while. Things got too hot for him. Well, guess what? He's back causing the same crap again with Hoekstra. Nikki says, Kelly Sackett is a DiPerno puppet. Tell her to take her loss and to move on. Okay, that's the one running the... How did she get to run the county convention? I thought they were ousted and in Houghton Lake. I thought the state committee members reinstated the original elected board, chair, vice chair, secretary, treasurer, executive committee that was elected by the precinct delegates. Let's see. Let's get to Rick. Yeah. Not only was Matt Hall there, but so was Cam Cavett. Mr. Rogers and Dr. Sherry O'Donnell were there as well. I like how there are so many of these rhinos trying to now cozy up to Trump. Interesting. Rick was there, actually, Officer Rick. He'll be joining us in the next hour. We're going to be talking to him about his phenomenal weight loss. Lenny says it's so frustrating to see Trump endorse the swamp. Has he not learned his lesson yet? Perfect text message to get me back to my analogy. Remember the four chessboards? They're stacked. The foundation board on the bottom is us, the grassroots. Brian Pannenbaker. UAW workers for Trump. All of us that are going to get out and vote for Donald Trump, put up Donald Trump signs, that's his base. He's got us. He knows we're not voting for Kennedy. We're not voting for the Democrats. We're going to vote for him. He's going to have a huge landslide victory here in Michigan on February 27th. Even though it's pathetic early voting turnout numbers, 6,000 people in the first 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. We had 12 people, including the workers, on Saturday. They had four yesterday. It's a complete waste of money and time doing these 9 days of early voting, but they are. So bottom line is Trump wins big in Michigan on February 27th. Now, your next layer of board up is your legislators, the elected officials, those that want to be elected, those that are running for re-election, Cam Cabot for one of them, Mr. Rogers, Sherry O'Donnell, U.S. Senate candidates, Matt Hall being acknowledged by Trump from the stage. That's your next board. The third board up, the third board is Betsy DeVos and the donor class. You see, they think their money controls the state reps, state senators, U.S. Senate candidates this year, as well as the grassroots. Then you have Donald Trump on the top board. Donald Trump is controlling all three boards below him. I believe Donald Trump wants the money from the DeVos's, which Pete Hoekstra can get. Christina Caramo can't get it, but Pete Hoekstra can get it. So let's have two Republican parties within the state of Michigan operating at the same time. MIGOP.org, MichiganRepublicanParty.com. Hoekstra chairing one, Caramo chairing the other. And really, seriously, what does it really matter who we send to the national convention in Milwaukee? It's going to be Donald Trump is the nominee. So what, you want to argue over the rules? You want to argue over the platform? It's a complete waste of time. Donald Trump's controlling it all. Donald Trump's going to get the rules he wants. He's going to get the platform he wants. Going to Milwaukee, in my opinion, is a complete waste of time. I wouldn't consider going to that convention in a million years. I got better things to do with my time than go there. I'll watch it on TV, but it's irrelevant. So you've got the two working parties, Christina raising money from grassroots and small businesses, Hoekstra raising it from DeVos, and John Yob types, Scott Greenlee types, maybe even Matt DiPernell types. I don't know. I don't really care. Trump just wants the money. And with him sitting on the top board in control of everything, the RNC, he's already replacing Rana with the person he wants. North Carolina State Party chair is going to be the next chair of the RNC, some guy I don't even know, but I guess he's doing a great job in North Carolina. It doesn't matter. Donald Trump is basically bringing us together from two different camps. But we're all going to be there in the end. We're all going to vote for him. We're all going to put up his signs. We are going to make dang sure that Biden's a one-term president. And even if they do swap him out at their convention and put in Michelle Obama, we're surely not going to vote for her. I think it's actually brilliant. In the meantime, a lot of people are upset about it. Get over it. It's politics. It's in the past. Move on. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you